This is Mark Schneidman. At the tone, leave your name and message. I'll get back to you.
That's impossible, because there's nobody more important than me. So you can play that on your radio show tomorrow. Just kidding. Not without my attorney's consent. Call me back.
Brian still threatens to sue me over that. It's a good thing my sister's an attorney. I guess technically my half-sister. I have to resolve that with her. Welcome. Thank you for tuning in to your local Santa Barbara Realtor. I'm here with talent on loan from the California Association of Realtors. Today's guest, geologist, hydrologist, or hydrogeologist, Adam Simmons. Are El Nino rains coming? Record heat? Sea level rise? Climate change? Just a few simple subjects. He'll be on for 5 minutes. Fourth segment's the weekly multiple listing sales update, tracking median home price sales weekly. We'll do year-to-date in the first segment, and a quick comment. Last week, I made a joke about California now allowing people to convert their ADUs to condos. It was AB 1033. So I said there's a new Assembly Bill KFC, that allows people to convert their garages to fast food outlets. So I was talking to Freddie's wife, Mara. Freddie's been on the program a couple times, my first cousin. And I told her that joke. And I never talked to her. I haven't talked to her in 20 years. And I called because Freddie's in the hospital. And she said, oh, yeah, I heard that joke. I read it or I heard it. It was already... I said, really? So there's nothing original anymore. Freddie is in the hospital with back surgery, and he's in horrific pain. And Russ in Santa Barbara is in the hospital, major cancer surgery. He's been on the program a couple times, Man on the Street. We were going to do Man on the Bed, a segment, but I don't think he's up for it yet. Joanne, locally, my favorite Italian, she's home sick, really, really ill. And my scheduled guest today, my good friend, client, actor Rick Rossovich, was supposed to be on today's program. Yeah. He's up in Sweden. Yeah. But he's in the hospital getting prepped for major open-heart surgery taking place October 24th, 2023. So send him your thoughts or your prayers, depending on whether or not you're an atheist or an agnostic. So year-to-date sales, I'm looking down back to 2015, but for the second week in a row, the pending sales, which we have how many? 51 pending sales. And I think that was the same last week. And the median price for the pending sales is $2.1 million. The 51 listings in escrow, median price, $2.1 million. It was the same last week, $2.1 million. And 2 weeks in a row where the pending sales median price is lower than the year-to-date median sales price. So we're on week 11 of tracking that. A while back, August 19th, I took the 57 pending listings that just happened to be on that week, and I wanted to see what happened to them. August 19th. We had 57 pending single-family homes with a median price of $2.8 million. Well, I checked on October 21st, it's about 2 months later, and of the 57 pending, 45 had sold for a median sales price of $2,722,000. What happened to the other 12? Five are in escrow, so they're either been in escrow or they fell out and are back in escrow. Two are canceled, but they're back on the market, so they're active. Three are active, and two are expired. So I guess I'll check in another month to see what happened to them. Year-to-date sales for the week ending October 20th, 2023, the 42nd week of the year, single family from Carpinteria to Goleta, $2,250,000 is the year-to-date median sales price, and last year at this time it was $2,245,000. Again, the last 6 months of 2022, the median price was only $1,950,000. We're averaging 13.64 sales per week, and last year, year to date, it was 18.45 sales per week. And going back to 2015, those 2 years are the lowest. 2022 ended up at 17.35 sales per week. That's because the last 6 months they dropped down. The last 6 months of 2022 single family sales dropped down to 14.81 sales per week. 14.81 sales per week last 6 months of 2022. And now for the first 42 weeks of the year, 2023, are averaging 13.64 sales. So we're down 26% fewer sales year to date. Median price just slightly higher, $2,250,000. Last year was $2,245,000. Year before that, $1,960,000. Year before that, $1,005,000, approximately $1,003,000, $1,275,000, $275,000, $1,002,000, and 2015, $1,151,000. Year to date median price. Goodness. 21.49 sales per week back in 2015 for the first 42 weeks of the year. So that's year-to-date number of sales. I didn't do Montecito only. And it's interesting to look back, going back to 2015, three of those years, 9 years, three of those years were in the 900s. For the first 42 weeks of the year in terms of the number of sales. 900s and 890 in 2019, 870, 2016, 849. So, you know, in a zone for the first 42 weeks of the year, 900s or in the 800s. And then the unicorn year 2021, 1,171 sales for the first 42 weeks of the year. Just crazy, crazy. But the median price was only $1,962,000, which was 27% higher than 2020's median price year to date. But 1,171 sales, just record-breaking number of sales. Then in 2022, 775 number of sales, and now 2023, 573 sales, 26% fewer sales year to date, which is one of the reasons why I got today's guest, because he's not so busy. Otherwise, I can never get a hold of Adam Simmons, geologist, hydrologist. We'll talk about El Nino rains, record heat, sea level rise, climate change. See if you ever met Richard Aull. Richard Aull passed, celebration of life, on October 23rd, 2023. We'll miss him. He wrote a lot about climate change. I had went up to his house, spent at least an hour with him, if not closer to 2 hours, just to kind of do like a show prep, a pre-show prep, which I've never done with anyone, but I knew the guy, liked the guy. And it's so complicated, and he was a rocket scientist. He just couldn't distill it down. He was used to giving presentations with slides and all that good stuff. So we never did the interview, but I had a great visit with him. You're listening to Mark Schneidman's Radio Real Estate, radiorealestate.com. We'll take a quick break. Come back with my guest, geologist, hydrologist, Adam Simmons.